Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited to introduce you to my guest today. I have Wendy Herman with me, and Wendy is the founder of Bra Bar. With 20 plus years of experience with core competency in intimate apparel, developed profitable business for iconic brands like Calvin Klein underwear for women. She launched Tommy Hilfiger intimates and sleepwear. She launched Lucky Brand intimates and sleepwear and Yummy by Heather Thompson from 2011 to 2016. And she founded and launched Bra Bar in 2017, which is an intimate apparel brand for teens and young girls. So welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Belinda. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So I can't wait to what a great bio and background. You spent a lot of time in that. So let's just jump right in and fill in some of the gaps of that bio and then tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing today.
Fantastic. I studied intimate apparel design and merchandising at the University of Delaware. After college, I spent a short stint in the dress market working for Nicole Miller, and then an opportunity to work on the launch of Calvin Klein underwear for women came up. So basically one of my first positions out of college was assistant to the vice president for Calvin Klein underwear for women during the launch of the brand. During my 15 years at CKU, I had the privilege of working with a lot of very, very talented people in the industry. And through the years, I had multiple key roles in these different positions. Simultaneously, I also got married and had three kids. Fast forward, when my teenage daughter was developing and going through puberty, we went shopping for bras. And despite all of the knowledge I had and all the experience in the market and in the category, the process of shopping for her was extraordinarily challenging. So That is sort of what brought me to the dream of working on this project of Bra Bar.
Great. You know, they always say the best ideas come out of a very specific need. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is 100% true here.
Well, great. So then tell us a little bit about the business today, Bra Bar, and then how has this shaped your lifestyle today?
So Bra Bar began as a passion project after I was shopping for products with my daughter, and that shopping experience fell flat on its face. I had, you know, spent tons of time researching the market. And basically what I found was that whereas if I could find appropriate product, it was very, very difficult to find. So I started Bra Bar in my dining room, working with my daughter on the first prototypes using my sewing machine and trying to come up with the appropriate product to work on this brand. The opportunity to work from home gave me a huge amount of flexibility, and that was something that having a career in New York City didn't. I also think that it presented an opportunity for me to be able to show my kids that I was working on something that I was really passionate about, and it was hard. Like, some days are very, very, very hard. But overall, I think that, you know, seeing the dynamic of being able to be available for them and them watching me, you know, work on this project versus, you know, getting up early in the morning and commuting into New York City and then coming home late at night, you know, both of which were amazing experiences and different.
Absolutely. So with Bra Bar, is this a brand or line that is available in stores, or is this an online marketing piece, or how do people shop with you at Bra Bar?
So we are available online at shopbrabar.com. We also have a product available at Bare Necessities, Amazon, and we opened our first brick and mortar store this past July, where we have the opportunity to work directly with customers and share what we call the bra bar experience. So we actually, you know, take the guesswork out for mom, and daughter gets to come in and have an experience that's very much about, you know, function and supportive of who she is and what she's doing and what she's trying to accomplish. So that's the gist of the experience. And we do that in our store, which is in Menlo Park Mall in Edison, New Jersey.
Okay, perfect. I was just going to ask him where that is.
Yeah.
So what do you think, or have you identified a couple of your greatest skill sets that you think that have helped in your overall success?
I have this saying, so to speak, for myself, which is find your way to yes. And I think that by having the open-mindedness to find the answer, find a conclusion, and just focus on the positive, focus on what's making me happy, focus on what is working as opposed to what's not. So I definitely think that that is one. And then also the ability to see the good in people. And what I mean by that is, you know, even as a leader in a bigger organization or in a smaller business, people are people, but they're there to do a particular function, but they're also individuals that have specific personalities and traits and dreams and aspirations. And I think that to have the ability to see those people as a whole and where their part fits in within the greater good of whatever organization that might be. So those are two things I think that have definitely helped me throughout my career, no matter what I was, you know, no matter what I was doing.
Okay, good.
So.
Were you going to add something to that?
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, I spent my career in the intimate apparel category, which is a very personal space, so mm-hmm. to speak. And particularly because I was focused on women's intimate apparel, there's a lot that goes along with that. So even in an industry where we're talking about products that function for different people, that's always been part of what's been important to what I've been working on.
Okay.
So
what is one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something you've achieved that's super meaningful for you?
I would say is I've achieved multiple business milestones throughout my career. Taking a leap of faith and committing myself to Bra Bar, this initiative is probably one of the proudest moments in my journey.
Okay, so kind of opposite of that, tell us about an obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
One of the most recent obstacles I faced, and it definitely was a, you know, a moment of learning and growing for me, was in the execution of our first store. We made a commitment and we publicized and we committed to the mall that we were going to open on July 1st. And at the, you know, we were waiting for the technology companies to come in the Thursday and Friday before going into the weekend. We're opening on a Monday morning. We're waiting for all the signage to go up. Fast forward, here we are. We've announced we're opening. We opened, we barely had working Wi-Fi because we were working from hotspots because the service providers weren't able to come in and set up. And none of our signage was actually up until the third day. For me, having, you know, worked for many different brands, you know, that was a very, very difficult moment to like be there, so to speak, and mm-hmm. the show must go on, the lights must go on, and they went on. And I was there, and yes, I was proud to be open, but in my mind, I kept looking at all the things that should have been, could have been, wished had been done, so to speak. So I think that there's a lot of that where you spend this time looking at, you know, what you can do, what I could have done, you know, and just in that moment is a perfect example of where I try to then say to myself, look at what you did do. So, you know, I worked through it. The lights went on, the show went on anyway. And, you know, eventually on day three, the signage went up.
Absolutely. You know, they always say if something is really horrible, like sleep on it. And it's so true because if you would just, like the next day you're going to get up and it's going to be a little bit different. And usually then it just gets better or like it does resolve itself. I think a lot of times we get ourselves in a pretty big situation about things that are out of our control and end up really resolving themselves within the right amount of time. And a lot of times how we choose to spend that time, from it being out of our control and how we choose to act and how we choose to spend our time and how we choose to think and what other reactions that causes in relationships or anything else, really has a strong impact when it really usually ends up resolving itself.
Absolutely. And in the moment, it feels so huge.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I say, like, now we've been open for, you know, 4.5, 5 months. And looking back at those days, they're almost barely memorable, except when they come up in a conversation like this.
Exactly. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
I would honestly say working from my happy place to me means when I have my groove on. And I think what that means is when I feel like things are working on all cylinders, which isn't always happening. But when my work self is in a good place, you know, right now, like, I'm feeling really great and really excited about everything going on with Brabar. My personal life, I'm really loving being available and around for my kids more, even though I also feel like I'm around for them a little less. So it's kind of, you know, a give and take, but I'm around in a different way. And so I feel, for me, it's like right now it's working. And so I'm working towards a bigger vision. I'm doing what I do well, and I'm having the opportunity to learn and grow in the process. And I'm getting to collaborate with all kinds of awesome, like-minded people, and I'm learning tons of new things. Like, I would say my hands are very dirty. They're, you know, so to speak, dirtier than they've been in a long time, because I've just very hands-on, and I've, you know, really feel strongly about this initiative and wanted to have my hands on the pulse of what's been going on. But that has also been a huge opportunity for me. So even though some days really, really, really are hard, collectively, it's been awesome.
That is great. And you made such an awesome comment that sometimes they're little tiny nuggets that some people might grab onto and other people miss. And so I just want to go back to it. And that is, you said, in some ways you get to spend more time, but in other ways you don't, but it's different time. And I think that that is so huge for people to understand. And that is, I think sometimes people think you become an entrepreneur, you have your own business, and then you have all the time in the world to do whatever you want. And then all of a sudden you don't. And in fact, you're spending more time maybe than you even did, but it's different time. And I think it's chunks of time. And there is a huge difference. And so it's like when you're present, you're actually able to be present and you're be able to be more present, and you can even spend more time than, like, okay, it's 5 o'clock and I got to go. Versus you may, instead of just going in and working and 8 to 4 or whatever it might be, you're gone for 12 hours because you've got to get things set up. You've got to get things fixed. You've got to get things done. And so you're not there. You're in that work, and it feels like you're working more than you ever did before. But in reality, it's more blocking of time. It's shift of time. And you're really doing what you love, which creates you to be in a better place when you are spending that time with them, not thinking about, oh, I got to go here in an hour. It's like, okay, let's take the day off and let's go do this. So I'm just kind of paraphrasing that for you, but anything you'd like to add to that? Because I think that's a big struggle that a lot of people out there have, is I thought I was going to do this and spend more time with my kids, and I'm really not. But I think it's a different quality of time.
Absolutely. Like, some of the time became even where the kids have helped me with different things. So I actually had the opportunity to spend time with them, but different kind of time, just through, let's say, getting technology set up or building certain things in the store or doing, you know, some of the fit process with my daughter through the launch of Brabar. Like, all of these things allowed me different ways to work with and get to know my kids. And simultaneously, when it felt like there weren't enough hours in the day and I needed to drive carpool somewhere that was an hour and a half away, to be able to remind myself to be grateful for this opportunity to get to spend this time together, that really that even just to be able to drive that carpool together for that hour and a half is an opportunity to sit in the car and talk.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, you know, different kind of time. And no, it's definitely not easy. And I think, yeah, I think you're always juggling. I think we're always juggling. So when you ask that question very much about, you know, being in your happy place, and I say, you know, when you feel like it's working on all cylinders, that's, I think, when you feel in your best place.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to others wanting to go down this entrepreneur road?
I would definitely say that being an entrepreneur is not easy. You have to be creative. You have to be capable of falling down and getting right up, dusting yourself off. I continue to try to say, you know, remember to spend time celebrating small accomplishments while continuing to focus on the bigger picture, and really to take a moment of perspective to look back to see what has been accomplished. And also the other thing that I do too, that I continue to have to remind myself, and this goes back to working from your happy place, be it any type of position in any organization, entrepreneur or otherwise, when you have the ability to do what you do best every day and you feel like you have the opportunity to learn and grow and feel fulfilled. And so that's what so on those days when it's like I don't have my groove on, it's usually because I'm doing something I'm really terrible at. Mm-hmm. I really wish I didn't have to do it. I'm thinking there's got to be 50 other ways that someone else could come in and do this better. But yet, you know, there I am. And usually when I'm doing something I'm really good at, I feel like I have my groove on and you could just, you know, keep going way into the evening.
Absolutely. So tell us about some exciting things that you're working on or that you think our listeners might benefit from. And then, of course, tell us how they can find you.
Well, we're definitely continuing to grow Brabar as a brand and continuing to grow our assortment just through the knowledge that we learned by opening the store and having the opportunity. You know, I say each customer is the voice of 1,000 customers. And so I'm excited because as we continue to develop more and more and more exciting product and continue to be able to grow Brabar is a brand overall. The products can be found at shopbrabar.com. And, you know, I look forward to continuing to share more with moms and teens and just let's start to change the conversation.
I think there can even be conversations around, I think it's an embarrassing conversation for even young girls to even come and say that they want to get a bra or that they might need a bra or for a mom to say you need a bra. Like that in itself, just even some helpful language around that for parents and girls and teens is such an important one that I think is kind of overlooked.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, the statistics that 8 out of 10 women wear the wrong size bra are real. And that's because, you know, people don't quite understand how the whole process works and how bra fitting works. The advice that I would give to moms as their teens are developing is to respect that it is a milestone and that coming of age is difficult, but it can also be great. You know, Brabar began because we're saying it's not just a bra, that it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I would say is that just getting them into their first something is important and that it should be a positive experience. So if it's an online experience, for example, getting them to the right place where they might shop so they can choose between, let's say, 8 or 10 different things that they can try on at home. If they're close to a place that they can go, look, if they're, you know, in New Jersey, they can come to a place like Brabar. They can go online and there's measuring instructions, but they can also go into many of their local department stores or specialty stores to try to get appropriate information.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today and sharing all of your insightfulness. And Wendy, we really appreciate that. And thanks for really, you know, identifying that need, especially young girls. Like, it's such a precious time in their lives when they are sort of coming of age, but they still want to be a young girl, and just making right. that experience. It's so important on that. I know I have a 15-year-old, and just, you know, allowing them to be young girls and be present and having feeling healthy relationships, and then at the same time transitioning them into your growing up and what that looks like, but that it doesn't have to be one or the other.
That's what it is. It's like these girls are young and they start to develop, and then it opens up the floodgates of information mm-hmm. all targeted at them all at one time. So this concept of being able to give them a small curated assortment that allows them to get into something so that it becomes a easier process for them, because it becomes very overwhelming and it can be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. What we're really trying to say, you know, at Bra Bar is she's so much more than her body. We want to take the guesswork out for mom. This is about function. So how do we get teenage girls into functional product that they can feel good wearing and that works for their very full and active, dynamic lives? Because I know that's what you want for your 15-year-old daughter. It's what I want for my now 18-year-old daughter. And, you know, so many of other, you know, moms and dads out there and grandmas and aunts. And I'm telling you, I see it every single day, because they walk into the mall, into our fitting lounge, and that's exactly what we see, people who just want the best for their kids. And so,
oh, that's awesome. I think it's so awesome, and it's so important. With so much, they have so much thrown at them, you know, and at such a young age with Instagram and the internet and YouTube and everything else that they have so much exposure to. It's just so important on body positivity and making sure that, I love when you talk about function, because I think there's also, you know, a certain thing about maturity goes with this, and it doesn't have to be. Do you know what I mean? They're still
yes.
young girls. And
we have girls as young as 10 whose moms are coming in because they're starting to develop and they need the appropriate product. And this girl is going to school, and then she's going to dance class.
Yep.
And then she's going from there because she may be going to the library because she has some work to do or meeting some friends, and they have to study, whatever's going on. You know, the whole idea is just that this is part of their, you know, everyday life.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So thank you for seeing that need and sort of that hole in that market space and taking the initiative to make a more positive space for our young girls. I love that. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and I would just like to thank all of you for listening. And if you don't want to miss a single episode of Work From Your Happy Place, where you get to listen to really awesome entrepreneurs who are doing things that they're passionate about and love and are actually working from a place of happiness and joy and trying to bring that joy to others, then please subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss a single episode. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.